Mr. Dooley, what do you think is the main point of contention that has angered so many people in the African-American community? I mean, you've been in touch with people for 10 years as county exec, and yet even you didn't see some of this coming up.
Let me say this. In America, and I believe this sincerely, this is a great country. But there has been in the past where young African-American men have been killed by the police for whatever reason. Some justified, some have been in question. But too many young African-American males have been killed in this country. If it's black-on-black crime or if it's police crime, too much of it, it needs to stop. In the African-American community, there's a difference of respect on how you treat an individual, how you stop people, how you approach them. As you've heard on many occasions, being black in America and being a young male, you have tickets, you've been stopped for no apparent reason, harassed. All of these things have taken place. I can identify that because it has happened to me. So this is nothing that we don't know about, but what has happened is this situation has galvanized this issue in America. Okay, that is what's been happening now. And we're saying enough is enough. Let's come together as a community. Let's figure out how we can make it better. We can't do anything about the past, but we are responsible as leaders in this community to move our community forward. Regardless of what the grand jury says, it's what the people of this community want their community to be known for. It's a great place to live. Some mistakes have been made, but too many people in this community are working across the region trying to make it better, and they're going to make it better because guess what? People are beginning to talk to each other that have not talked to each other before. That's going to make a difference. That's why I say let's step back, calm down, let's think through this. We can make a difference, but the only way we can make a difference is do it peacefully and calmly and thoughtful and respect for one another.
Will you be able to get any notice ahead of time from the prosecutor? The prosecutor has said he's considered and is considering giving certain groups of people a certain amount of notice.
I don't know whether we will get any advance notice in terms of when the decision will come out. That's going to be up to the prosecutor to make that determination. There certainly hasn't been any indication to me about what will happen and when.
And have you asked for notice, Mr. Mayor?
I haven't talked to the prosecutor directly. I have not.
Mr. County Executive, how much in communication are you keeping with County Executive Lex Stanger about the situation, especially if the grand jury announcement happens soon before he's going to get sworn in? He may have to deal with the aftermath of it.
I have not spoken with Councilman Stanger at all.
Is that a wise idea to not communicate?
No, that's a fact.
Has he tried to reach out to you?
No, he has not.
Mr. Dooley, has there been any conversations about municipal court and bench warrant reform? I think you were alluding to that a little bit.
There has been some mention in some municipalities. Even in the county council, it mentioned some things. They're making some changes. So those talks are ongoing.
Can you say specifically what's happening in those talks? What are the ideas that are coming out?
Now, one of the talks we had a bill before the council reducing a $25 fee. So that is on the table right now that the county needs to deal with.
Excuse me. How complicated politically would it be to deal with these issues as one versus individual municipal courts and police departments?
Very difficult, because you have to understand that 90 municipalities are a creature of the state, not of the county. So in certain instances, we do not have jurisdiction over what a municipality does.
Today, the clergy and some activists announced that they were going to have an economic boycott over the weekend of Thanksgiving to try to encourage businesses to encourage you and also police in demanding justice for Michael Brown and also to address the issue of police brutality. What is your view on that boycott and what's your response?
Again, Mayor Slay and I have indicated that we're reaching out to the entire community peacefully. Let's talk through it. Continue to do the meetings, the getting togethers, talking to it. The police departments, they've met with different groups. My staff have met with different groups. Mayor Slay staff have met with different groups. Everybody's meeting with everybody. The Department of Justice came in. We have several meetings with them. By the way, Mayor Slay and I are going to have a conversation with the Attorney General of the United States at about 4:15 this afternoon. So we're going to do that as well. So we're in constant contact trying to figure out what is the best course and the best path as we go forward.
If the grand jury, regardless of the grand jury announcement decision, will you consider calling a state of emergency as a county so you could direct the police force more directly?
Let me say this. You're assuming that something's going to go wrong. I'm assuming that things are going to go right. This is a great place to live. People are very civilized. They're going to do the right thing for the right reason. The majority of our constituency are good people. They want law and order. Why would I think anything different? That's the whole point of this press conference. Let's calm down. Let's start thinking realistically. This is a great community. It's a great place to live and to raise a family. And to raise a family and be a great community is not about violence. It's about coming together as a community. So I'm advocating we're going to do the right thing for the right reason. I'm going to give the people of this community the benefit of the doubt. We're going to do what's right for this community. What's right for this community is we're going to build relationships and move us forward.
Mr. County Executive, what will that conversation with the Attorney General be about?
That would be at 4:15. I'll let you know after that.
Is there an agenda already?
We will talk about that later. But right now, I'm letting you know that we are in contact. Okay, we are in communication. And there's a lot of people working on this issue. So it's not just Francis and I. It's 90 municipalities. It's the region. It's the country. People are coming in saying, how can we be helpful? Police chiefs. It's a combination of many aspects of our community. When I say our community, we're talking about the United States of America, folks, not just the St. Louis area as well. A lot of people are looking at the St. Louis region to be a model for this country, how to move forward. And people talk about
one more question.
Have you been in
this session, and then they'll be here for a couple questions.
Have you been in communication with any of the city leaders or the police in Ferguson proper about what the county or the city is going to do?
Mayor Slay and I both have been in contact with the mayor of Ferguson, no question about it. But Mayor Slay had been in contact with some of the other mayors across the country.
Yeah. Yes.
Could I ask one more quick thing? You know, in our region, we've always had a lot of anticipation of terrible storms or Y2K, and sometimes things aren't as bad as they seem. But this past couple of weeks, we've had people buying guns at gun stores. They're lined up out the door down the street here to get their concealed carry permit. What can you say just to address the average citizen who's law-abiding, who might be magnifying or over-imagining how bad this is going to be? Do you think that's an issue that people are worried for the worst?
But that's what Mayor Slay and I are talking about right now, is getting people to calm down, step back. This is a lawful community. The majority of our constituency are law-abiding citizens. They want peace and justice like everybody else, and they're not breaking the law. So, again, if you look at what took place a couple months ago, only 2% of the 100% people that was involved in this process got involved in any type of non-violence, Most of the people, the protesters, the community people, they want peace. They want people to have a right to protest in a very legal way. But again, it's been advocated that if you go beyond the law, that will be addressed in an appropriate way, in a manner. But I want to say this. Again, I said earlier, I'm giving the benefit of the doubt to the people in our community that we're going to do the right thing, regardless of what the decision may be. I may not like it. You may like it. Or it might be the reverse. But can we not think about, after you get that verdict, how do we move forward? How do we begin to heal? And that's going to be the most important thing. So I think, again, let's think on a positive note that we're not going to have civil unrest. We're going to do the things that make us a great community that we can brag about.
And one of the things, and the reason Charlie and I are here today, and the reason why we wanted to make sure that we added much more to the discussion, more than what the governor presented yesterday, is that we have been working tirelessly around the clock, not only with staff, but with representatives of the civic community, representatives of the demonstrating community in St. Louis, to talk about, you know, the core issues that really have risen to the surface since the shooting of Michael Brown on August 9th in Ferguson. And we are committed to doing everything we can to address these issues, whether it has to do with policing tactics and strategies, governance, whether it's, you know, disparities, health, racial disparities in health and economics, jobs, as well as education. Some of the things that really are at the root of what really caused the tremendous anger and high level of emotion after August the 9th. So we want to assure that everyone that we represent, both within the city and county, that, that we want to take a leadership role for a better tomorrow and do all we can to address the underlying issues that really led to the high emotions and anger after the Michael Brown shooting in Ferguson, so that we can address the legitimate, the very legitimate issues that have been brought up, that protesters are talking about, and we're talking to them about, so that we can, again, work together for a better tomorrow. Hey, we can't control everybody. We're not going to control, and as Charlie said, it's a very, very small number of people we have to keep in mind that are leading efforts at violence. That is, and we're doing everything we can to minimize that component and to do what we can to address those who are really looking for peaceful change in the future.
Have there been any conversations about forcing officials at the Ferguson Police Department to resign?
Again, well, we want to say this. A couple things, we're going to cut it off right after this, is that what the, Francis indicated earlier was that it's not just him and I doing this. We got the business community stepping up to the plate in a very impressive way. We have the schools stepping up to the plate. We have nonprofit groups stepping up to the plate. There's a lot of components in this community making this a real issue that we're going to be successful. I am committed to this. I am convinced that we're going to be successful in the outcome. I'm convinced we have learned something. I'm convinced that we can be a better community in the future. This is our pledge. This is an opportunity we cannot afford not to take advantage of. So with that, I say thank you, and maybe questions after this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate
thank
coming
you.
On
the
short notice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
There's your time. All right, thanks.
Okay, good.
Very good.